V-75. GCC Headquarters, Buenos Aires, Argentina. I don't know whether to laugh or cry, William Godfrey mused, watching a televised repeat of the impromptu ELF press conference in Tanzania with a suitably puzzled expression etched on his face. President Slater, whose ability to survive turbulent times Godfrey had come to admire, and whose viewpoint he had very recently come to seek in private meetings like this, was currently the only other person in his office. A third kind of reaction came to her mind. How about scream? Godfrey involuntarily chortled. We can deal with this, Valerie. After all, we're dealing with amateurs. I mean to say, John Cole. The only person more inept than Cole is a person who wants Cole on their side. I know what we talked about, Slater said, and I understand the strategic reasoning for letting this play out until the inevitable slip-up hands us the keys to the kingdom, but those speeches weren't just the ELF sticking its thumb in the GCC's eye, William. That was the Chinese premier engaging in borderline saber-rattling and holding a middle finger in the United States' face. Go on, Godfrey encouraged, pleasantly surprised by the intensity of her anger. Slater paused, shaking her head in disbelieving rage. I mean, come on, a new ELF office in Cuba? Fucking Cuba? That's a calculated move, and they know exactly what it represents. They know exactly what it harks back to. And even if it didn't trouble me personally, like it does, this is going to blow up at home. Because let's break this down to what it is. A Chinese base less than 100 miles from the coast of Florida. It simply cannot stand.
I fully agree, Godfrey insisted. Quite frankly, I didn't expect them to be like this, not in the slightest. I thought they would cagily drip-feed information about the triangle, not double down on its authenticity and pummel us with too many provocations to count. It seems to me that they've taken our silence for weakness. Because, yes, warning us they're going to establish a physical presence in Cuba is a clear message, but there was a lot more than that to what they just said. Describing a large, sovereign state like Tanzania as an ELF heartland is provocative in itself, but talking about the ELF's territory is flat-out inflammatory. The call for defections is similarly infuriating in its own right, but the implicit call for civilian disobedience in GCC countries is a line they're going to regret having crossed. I don't want to use the word war, but if... It's too late for ifs on that front, Slater interrupted. Elements of my party are going to see this as an act of war, and the opposition is going to seize on it too. Whatever happens with the triangle, this Cuba thing isn't going to go away. But that's what I'm thinking. What about the triangle? With how firmly they came out, it really does look as though Ding at least believes that this is real. John Cole has never considered the consequences of his actions before, and I don't think he's going to start doing so anytime soon, but Ding must know how bad this would look if it turned out to be a hoax. Godfrey nodded several times. And I can't even begin to get my head around why Cole mentioned Richard Walker, or why he went as far as preempting suspicions of a hoax by actually uttering the H-word. We've already looked into this Hassan Manula, of course, and I just got a report a few minutes before he appeared at the Tanzanian State House. Manula has no formal education or qualifications, and has worked various low-paying jobs in the hotel industry throughout his adult life. But I've just learned that not only does this man speak serviceable Chinese, he actually teaches Chinese guest sensitivity classes at his current workplace. This whole thing is either the biggest coincidence in history, or they're baiting us with his identity as well as their words. It's like they're begging for us to call this out as a hoax, which makes me see your point about Ding appearing to believe this is real, after all. So where the hell does that leave us, William? And where the hell do we go next? Hold your horses, he pleaded, reacting to Slater's raised voice and evident urgency. There is one more possibility that makes sense if you consider what we know so far. Think about it. We don't think this is real, but we're starting to think that Ding does. This has been bad for us, obviously, but if and when the hoax is exposed, it's going to be bad for the ELF too. So the question becomes one of motive. And who do you know of that doesn't just want to embarrass the GCC, but also the ELF? Slater turned her palms upwards in impatience. The scale of this hoaxing plot is great indeed, given the sheer size of the triangle, Godfrey went on, and it's certainly reckless in its level of ambition. But that's what's in my mind, Valerie, because when we're talking about recklessly ambitious plots on a grand scale, it's difficult to avoid thinking about another recent plot that brought our enemies within a few hours of a physical attack on the President of the United States. You think this was the Geosovs? Slater gasped, shocked that Godfrey would even consider this, rather than stunned by a lightbulb-like realization. Godfrey held her eyes. No. But I think it might have been. She shook her head, dismissing the relevance of his musings as much as their likelihood of being well-founded. Whatever that stupid triangle is and whoever put it there, that's just context, she groaned. And no amount of context is going to change the content of what they just said. Right now, they're showing us up as fools, and with Cole having come into the picture, we can expect him to fire more and more provocation at us until we're backed so far into a corner that there's nowhere left to turn. Godfrey placed his thumb and forefinger on his cheeks, squeezing inwards in sudden thought. We need a Cole of our own, he announced. We need someone who'll say the things we want to say, but who isn't us. Go on, Slater urged. Or even better, Godfrey mused. For further detachment, what about someone who's broadly on our side, but who isn't bound by political decorum in the slightest. Someone, you might say, like Dan McCarthy.